A massive manhunt is underway in Mexico for Joaquin Guzman, also known as El Chapo, the country's most notorious drug lord. He escaped from Mexico's most secure prison about 36 hours ago, down a hole in the floor of a prison shower and through a sophisticated mile-long tunnel. It's an enormous blow to the Mexican government, which had touted his capture last year as a huge achievement in its war against drug cartels. NPR's John Burnett has reported on El Chapo and the Sinaloa cartel, and he joins us now. And John, last year the Mexican president said that allowing El Chapo to escape again would be unforgivable. And Mexico's then attorney general said that the possibility of El Chapo escaping prison, quote, does not exist. Clearly that was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it is pregnable, and this tunnel that they built was done clearly by engineers, you know, almost a mile long, very sophisticated with, you know, with oxygen, with, you know, PVC pipe for ventilation, with a little sort of rail and motorcycle system to spirit him away, to take the, you know, dirt away that they were digging out. And Chapo has been a master tunnel builder. You know, he employs engineers. He has built sophisticated tunnels underneath the U.S.-Mexico border in the state capital of Culiacan. When the authorities were looking for him last year, he escaped through a network of tunnels under one of his ex-wife's house. So, you know, he was known for this, and yet somehow the Mexican authorities, you know, allowed him to slip through their fingers. It's really hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, this is the second time, as we've mentioned, that Chapo has escaped from a maximum security prison in Mexico. And after that first escape, he was on the run for some 13 years. So, John, let's take a step back here. Can you remind us exactly who this man is and how he is viewed in Mexico?
Well, he sort of rose to become the king of the drug lords in Mexico, not just because the Sinaloa cartel was the richest, most powerful, had the, you know, most worldwide extensive cartel in the country, but also because Chapo became this kind of legendary figure. The longer he was on the lam, the more his fame or infamous name grew. And so, you know, there have been songs composed about him in his homeland in Sinaloa around Badiriguato. In his home municipality, you know, he was like a Robin Hood folk hero. And so a lot of people were protective of him, and because he employed so many people, so many growers and so many gunmen and so many, you know, traffickers and intermediaries. But he was the most sought after drug lord in the world. U.S. Treasury had also put a $5 million reward on him. Mexico had put a $2 million reward on him. And, you know, so there were some people who said that he had to go down because he was becoming bad for business. And since he has been in prison, there's a big question. You know, the cartel, it's splintered a little bit. There are now a couple of factions that are fighting, and one of his associates is rumored to have taken over. But, you know, everything is up in the air now that Chapo's out.
Right. And finally, I mean, to get back to sort of the core issue at hand, as you've been mentioning, John, the Sinaloa cartel is immensely powerful. Its reach is global. I'm seeing a quote here from Michael Vigil, a retired U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration chief of international operations. And he said that, quote, all the accolades that Mexico has received in their counter-drug efforts will be erased by this one event if El Chapo is not recaptured. So clearly, you know, is there an expectation that he will be recaptured? Is this the number one issue in Mexico right now?
It certainly is, you know, the number one law enforcement priority, and also for them to, you know, regain their reputation as being serious in the war against the cartels. But I mean, this is a man who, you know, Forbes magazine has called a billionaire, you know, certainly one of the richest criminals in the world, one of the richest men in Mexico. He has enormous resources, which is why he's able to fund these sophisticated tunnels. And so, I mean, there's no telling, you know, maybe there may have been a plane waiting for him up in the remote Sierra Madres of Sinaloa State, where he is this Robin Hood character. I mean, there's no telling, you know, where he is now and how many people are there to protect him. So it's going to be tough. However, Mexico's prestige is on the line. They have to recapture him. So this is going to get interesting.
NPR's John Burnett. John, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here, Meghna.